Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, I haven't spoken to him in a while because things have been going on left, right, and center. And, joining me now is the guy that started everything back when I was a kid as far as holsters were concerned. And he's changed a lot of the whole holster revolution and everything, the whole industry as it is. And his name is Gene DeSantis. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well. I'm locked and loaded, ready for the next crisis.
The next crisis. So let's talk a little bit about crisis. You're actually stationed right there in New York State, and you just got a new governor.
She's another lefty.
Maybe is that going to make any difference at all?
Andrew. It's not going to change anything. There's seven Dems to every Republican state. So no Republican, it's almost impossible to get elected.
Right.
In New York.
Is she...
New York?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, is she as lefty as Cuomo?
It's a she, the first female governor in the state ever. And no, she's further left than he is.
Okay. Okay.
All right, I got to tell you a story. The city has become a very dangerous place. I don't know where you get your news from, but take it from me. I know what's going on there. It's really nasty. People are getting shot left and right. Last week, I met up with a friend of mine and his wife, and my wife and I met them in the city, and we had dinner at one of those improvised outdoor seating areas. And it was a great restaurant, great Italian restaurant. And what we noticed was there were electric vehicles, scooters, single wheel skateboards, and electric bikes zooming right along in the area between. There's like a bicycle lane there, but they're passing by 25-30 miles an hour, and the waiters bringing the food out to the improvised eating area have to play dodgeball with these bike riders. It's insanity. When I first got the invitation to come and join them, I said, "Oh, the city's dangerous. It's really people are getting shot there all the time." He said that's nonsense. It's not dangerous. We go out every night, and there's nothing wrong with it. Safe as can be. That's fine. We get there and this fellow's a retired Secret Service agent. And we're walking in the direction of the restaurant that we're going to go to. And an electric scooter passes by on the sidewalk, almost knocked him down. And he pushed the kid. He said, "What the hell are you doing on the sidewalk? Get into the bike lane where you belong." And he jumped off his scooter. He was ready to fight. But the night went on. We're eating and had a great meal, and we walked back. Everything's safe and sound. Safe and sound until I got my car for a few hours. Parking was over $50. But anyway, 2 days later, in the New York Post, was a story about a man who was shot in the leg by a hold-up kid at this one of these improvised outdoor restaurants. He took his Rolex and he shot him in the leg. All right, my friend happened to read that story or heard about it on the news or whatever, and he made an apology. And for that particular night, I asked him, I hope you have a gun with you. He said, no, you don't need it here. Oh, he apologized, and he said, I'm wrong. He was wrong, and he said he's not going out in the house without that gun in his pocket. That's the end of the story, but true, and it just happened recently.
How are things there in the COVID times? Has it loosened up a little bit? Is it getting, are things starting to open back up?
There's still certain idiots that are protecting themselves while they're driving in their car all by themselves. They're wearing that mask, so they're protecting the inside of that car against COVID. I'm out all the time, and I see people. Where was I last night? Wherever I was, I remember walking in, and people are wearing masks going into that was a store I went into, and they're wearing masks, although it's not required yet. They haven't put the hammer down, but the kids have to wear masks in school. It's really sad because I think we all know that they really don't do any good, or almost no good. In fact, they do more harm than good. I watched a video that somebody had sent me the other day about an electrical worker who has a gadget that he's required to take with him when they go into confined spaces, which alerts them if the air should get bad, nasty air, it alerts them right away. Well, he took the little gadget out and he put on his mask. He put the insert nozzle under the mask, and it went off in less than 2 seconds, bad air under that mask.
Yeah,
so I hope that answers your question.
the whole mask thing. I've interviewed the guy who actually owns the patent on the surgical masks.
Uh huh.
And according to him, surgical masks were never. You don't use surgical masks if you're trying to seal off and mask up and prevent catching anything or giving anything away. The surgical masks basically are to keep a surgeon from drooling into an open wound. His words. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, and the other thing I found, I don't know if you've heard this, turns out with children that these things can turn into disease vectors for them. They've been catching
absolutely
meningitis.
Yeah,
and all this other
they're
stuff
not washing them. Yep.
So,
well,
I don't know.
For what it's worth, Bill, my kids made up. They had some cloth of masks made up with our logo on it, and then I know they give them away to this one and that one, and they are the most comfortable masks. They do very little in terms of protection. It's nothing, but they're very comfortable to wear. So if I have to get on a plane, that's the only mask I'm wearing.
Well, I have some logo masks myself. I have a whole box that I was going to take and give out at SHOT Show 2021, which we didn't get to go to, but I have some as well. Maybe we could start a trend where we are exchanging each other's.
Yes.
Let's see how many logoed masks.
That's right.
We can collect.
I used to do it with police hats and patches. I had such a huge collection. Finally, they collected so much dust over the years, I had to get rid of them.
Totally understand.
I had them hanging all around my office, around the perimeter at the ceiling, where the walls meet the ceiling.
When we get back, I'm going to ask you about the difference between when you live in South and whether you live in North as far as the whole COVID thing, because you have the extremes on both ends, but we'll talk about that in the next segment. For those of you who are looking for a holster for your pistol or a belt for your holster or some other tactical gear to go with some of that stuff, you need to go check out DeSantis. But the thing about DeSantis is this. You can find them in most of your gun shops around the nation. And you're never going to order a holster from them or go looking for a holster. If it's in stock, it's in stock and it's coming to you. You don't have to wait for 6 weeks for it to be built or anything else. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. Made in America. And materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release. Or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do. Get a 10
discount when you mention code word Rock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Are we okay over there on that side, Brad? Okay. Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. President Trump came out into the limelight on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, looking infinitely more presidential, surrounded by adoring first responders, than the kid-sniffing scarecrow currently inhabiting the Oval Office. He was in fine form, and he raised questions about what he was going to do in 2024. The problem for those of us who want to know the answer is that there is no answer yet. There's this weird, ghoulish delight in the alleged deaths of the alleged anti-vaccine people from alleged COVID as well. Remember, they would cheer your death too. We'll come back to that in a minute. First, back to the president, the former president. Understand that no one knows what Trump's going to do in 24, including Trump himself. He may have a general inclination, but as the cinematic Lawrence of Arabia famously observed, nothing is written. He might run, he might not. We'll find out in 2023. But the savvy play, and Trump is absolutely savvy, despite the fervent insistence of the people he has ridden circles around, is to project strategic ambiguity. He told his fans, "I think you'll like what I've decided." And he's right. They'll like whatever he does because he will do something they like. Whether he chooses to run or chooses to play kingmaker, he'll do what his supporters want. This is another vanity of the elite. The notion that Trump's people are in thrall of him. That's actually a misreading. Though we should not correct our opponent's mistake. Trump did not create the populist wave. He merely surfed it. And his people may not want him to run again. Polls show conservatives are split between him and some other as yet unnamed rival. And this is not because those cons are anti-Trump, though allegedly telling people on 9/11 that this past election would somehow be decertified was not, if Trump actually said it, helpful. And that kind of distraction can be frustrating. You can be fully pro-Trump and assess that he's not the right strategic and or tactical choice to win in 2024. He does have weaknesses, primary among them a committed core of people who know and hate him. His candidacy would revive the wars of the last 5 years. And that would be a problem. His big asset is likewise that he is a known commodity. It is now obvious to everyone who is awake that he accomplished a bunch of great things over 4 years in the face of an unbearable headwind. Everybody was against him. His side, the other side, the middle side, the upside, the downside. Everybody was against him. And it's taken this desiccated old zombie only about 8 months to completely screw things up. So will Trump run? Maybe. He won't if he thinks he'll lose. And his instincts are pretty good, though not perfect. My insider info is split, some saying yes, some saying no. I suspect that would make Trump smile. He'll let us know when he thinks it's time. And until then, we're all just guessing. Back to the COVID. There's a cottage industry among leftists of getting tubinorific over the alleged deaths of people who allegedly were anti-vaccine or COVID deniers or other designated bad people. Apparently, an ironic death is the worst kind of death, and also apparently leftists get a pass for celebrating their deaths if the people who are dead have been labeled as unworthy. Been a few conservative radio talk show hosts that have been anti-vax that have died, as you know, not because of this irony, but they have died recently. You've never quite heard of most of these people. And you can be sure that you never would have, but for whatever lesson we are supposed to draw from their demises. But the lesson is that Joe Blow died of COVID and he didn't think everyone should be forced to get an injection. Ta-da! Now, I guess somebody thinks this implies something, and my question would be what? I got the vaccination, but I do not think you should be forced to get the vaccination. I actually believe that freedom is more important than going on living as a serf. And sometimes you have to make a choice. And I made my choice. And I support you in making your choice. But this, of course, assumes what no one should assume. That we have been provided straight, honest information by the lying garbage media about what these people actually believed about vaccines, COVID, Q, and anything else. And one common element in these teachable moments is their perfection. The facts you are presented with always, which always fit precisely into a framework of support for the establishment media and the establishment narrative. And they're too good to check. Like the story about the Oklahoma hospitals packed to the gills with horse dewormer ODs. A lawyer would tell you that anybody telling you exactly what.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering approval of Pfizer COVID booster shots.
The majority of Americans who were fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine are now able to receive the booster shot 6 months after they've received their second shot.
He insisted the move toward boosters has been guided by science. Pfizer boosters will be available 6 months after the second dose for those over 65. The Biden administration had been pushing for boosters to be available for everyone. The photographer who shot the photo of a Border Patrol agent on horseback says the photo is being misinterpreted. Paul Ratche telling KTSM-TV he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone. He says the Haitian men started running and trying to go around the horses. And you're listening to USA Radio News. human footprints thought to be the oldest in North America are discovered.
New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The gunman in Thursday's shooting at a grocery store in the suburbs of Memphis, Tennessee, which killed one, has been identified as UK Thang. Collierville Police Chief Dale Lang explaining to reporters why he would not say Thang's name during the news conference.
I'm not going to give you his name today. I'm not giving him notoriety in this platform, but Major David Townsend will provide anybody that wants his name shortly after this briefing, okay? So we're just not going to do it in this venue.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Gene DeSantis, who just got a taste of live radio in all of its glory. What do you think about that, Gene?
Listen, you know what happens.
I know. I do.
Don't say the word.
I appreciate that. We're governed by the FCC, Gene. We have to be on our best behavior here. You and I,
understand.
Men of our age, we should be able to control ourselves. That's what they tell me anyway. So anyway.
At times it's difficult, you know that.
It is. It does push my moral fabric, no doubt about it. You sit in a, well, unique to me because you're the only one I know that does this. You live in the land of DeSantis, Florida, part-time. That's your legal domicile, Florida? Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm 7 Florida, 5 New York.
So you get to go from Florida, where they have to make up stuff about what COVID is doing there, the news does, where, you know, I'm sure the rest of you Floridians are walking around, looking around, going, really? That's happening here, is it? How come I don't ever see it? And then you go to New York, where it's been sort of not good. And you're in New York right now. So,
you know, I think a large portion of our population is thoroughly brainwashed, and they'll believe anything that they hear on network news. So saving lives with wearing masks, you know, if that's the thought of the day, they're going to strap those masks on. Even when they're riding solo outdoors on their bicycles, they're saving the world with that mask. Of course, I don't buy into any of that.
Right. Have you had the vaccine?
Twice. Not that I wanted it. I had already had a bout with COVID, and I came through with flying colors. It was not a problem. But it was a choice of seeing my grandchildren with the vaccine or not seeing them without the vaccines. So the kids made up their minds for me.
You know,
I made up my mind for them.
That had a little bit of bearing in my decision to get it, too. But, I mean, I caught it at SHOT Show. Did you catch it at SHOT Show?
I don't know where I got it from. It was just there, and I think it hit me in October. And, I had some of the symptoms. I went out the next day and got the test, and a couple of days later I got the results. They said it was positive. But the whole bout didn't last more than 4 or 5 days. So I guess that's probably O positive blood had something to do with it.
I've heard that's pretty good stuff. I've heard that's good stuff, that O positive.
And so, now I'm taking zinc and I bone up on D3 and C every day. You know, that I think that'll help keep you a little healthier.
Well, now they say that if you've had COVID, you have a better immunity than if you had the vaccine, because the vaccine, I don't know how they even call it a vaccine, because if it were a vaccine, it would keep you from getting it. And they're saying it doesn't keep you from getting it. So that's the same thing as me, since semantically, that means it's not a vaccine.
Well, I take a flu shot every year, and I don't get the flu, but I suppose I could. And I do it every year religiously.
Well, that's one of the other reasons why I took the vaccine. I've taken so many shots. I had a heart attack. I couldn't tell you what. Some of the drugs they ran through me, like one of my nurses when I had the heart attack, she's saying, and this is the drug that killed Michael Jackson. I was like, wow. How about that? So I guess they were giving me that in a controlled circumstance. But I figure at this particular point, if my DNA has not been altered, I better get it done while I still can.
Do you remember when you were inducted into the military? They shot you with a gun. God knows how many different drugs went in at one time.
Well, I mean, when I was in the MEP station in Columbia, South Carolina, you come to this portion where you're, I guess they figured out they're going to keep you, so now you're going to get immunized. And you're walking down this gauntlet of medics, and there's like 8 on each side, and each one is popping you on each side as you take a step. So, I mean, that's 16 shots. I got 16 shots. Some of those guys were really good, but then they make you go lay down. And if there was ever a testimonial for every time you see a kid in basic training, that guy must be—he must have like the super system, because you take a lot of shots when you're going into in the military. A lot of shots. That was the other thing that I went into. So, it didn't bother me to take it. I wish it was. I wish it actually had a little bit of efficacy. That would be nice, but it didn't bother me that much to take it.
All right, we all survived.
Yeah, and we will survive this, too. I just, the way they politicized it. I mean, I've been thinking about moving to Florida or Texas.
Come on down. They're both great states. You don't want to go near that Mexican border right now.
No, I don't guess so.
Well, what a farce that is, my God. Yeah. And they're gonna go after and try to criminalize what those cowboys, Border Patrol agents on horseback did.
Well, they're talking about it anyway. They got pictures. They're doing it. Yeah. They got pictures and everything. But I doubt very seriously they'll actually do anything.
I watched the videos. They were doing their job. They weren't hurting anybody. God, this gets so twisted.
Well.
In the media, it's just awful what they're doing.
I used to honestly believe until Trump that you could have a president, and while he would do some things that were good or bad, For the most part, it really depended on Congress as to what would happen. And I always looked at Congress as that stopgap measure. But then when we had Trump, you know, when we had Obama and he had everything, he got Obamacare rammed through. Now, he didn't get anything else done, but he got Obamacare rammed through when he had the Democrats in the House and the Senate. And the Trump we had...
Well, what was it, 3,200 pages? And you have to pass the bill, and you know, before you can read it all.
Got to pass it, but you got to pass it before we can know what's in it.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad for those people that reelect her every few years. What is it? 4 years for Congress?
Six for the Senate. No, for the House, it's every two.
Every 2 years, and she gets reelected. What is she? She's an old battle axe. She's in her 80s.
Yeah.
And she's obviously doing a terrible job for the United States. And she gets reelected.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping we're not going to have to wait another 3+ years for a new president.
Well, we'll see. I'll give you my idea about what I think about that when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. For those of you... You know, there's two kinds of holsters out there today. There's the holsters that are made of leather, and then there's the holsters made of something else. And it goes under various names, Kydex, polymer, all this other stuff. I never know what to call them. But most of the time when you find a holster maker, he either makes one or the other. He does not do both. Unless you go look at DeSantis. With DeSantis, if you can't decide whether it's leather or Kydex, you can buy a kit, a package, a bundle of both. DeSantisHolster.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Gene DeSantis from DeSantis Holster. And you were talking about you were hoping that we would not get a that we would get a different president and not have to wait for 3 years for this cat to go away. Is that right?
Well, I'm just holding out that something, I better not go there.
Well, I mean, I know what you're saying. That the thing is,
If you listen to what General McInerney is talking about on his blog, you would think that, you know, the end of this situation is near.
We'll see.
But
we'll
I don't want to say anymore. People are going to accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist and all of that. So I just better not go there.
Well, I'll tell you what I think, and you tell me if you think I'm a conspiracy theorist. Absolutely, without a doubt. This election was cloudy, without a doubt. They had a bunch. I mean, as a matter of fact, they're so convinced of their righteousness, they published an article in Newsweek or Time or something outlining exactly how they did it, because they had to have the proper outcome of the election. But here's their problem they have now. This is their problem they have now, the Democrats. And then we'll talk about the problem the Republicans have. The problem with the Democrats right now is they cannot 25th Amendment Joe Biden out of office, because if they do, when they do that, then Kamala Harris automatically is sworn in as president, yes. Right?
And she loses her vote in the Senate.
Yep. That's right. She loses a tie-breaking vote in the Senate. And then right. The most powerful man in the United States goes from being Joe Manchin to Mitch McConnell. And, I mean, there's a lot of things about him I do not like, but the dude is a savvy operator, and this is the kind of thing that he thrives in. This is the kind of environment he thrives in. So if they were to do it, that means their agenda dies. Their legislative agenda dies, and there's only so, you know, a lot of this stuff that Biden is trying to do, that's... Like, I haven't heard very much lately about the pistol braces for AR-15 pistols. And the scuttlebutt I'm hearing out there is that with all of the precedent that the ATF has set for itself as far as these pistol braces are concerned, they're afraid that they're going to get taken to court, and then it becomes settled law. And then they won't be able to do anything like that. So, you know, they've sort of backed off of that, although they may change. You know, I'm just making a guess here on that. With Chipman, they pulled him away. But the other question is, okay, so let's say the Maricopa County audit comes out, and I've already seen some of the stuff from Maricopa County, and it's suspicious stuff, that Maricopa County audit. It is. What they're finding out is bad. And let's say there was a movement that was started to try to decertify this election.
Uh-huh.
What are the Republicans going to do about that? Are they going to actually stand up and go, "Oh, all right, I'm in," or what?
God knows. But let me just run another scenario by you.
Sure.
And this is pie in the sky. Let's say that Trump runs for Congress in the next election. Gets elected, of course, to Congress. He will. The Republicans take over the House. He eventually becomes Speaker of the House. And what happens then? Then he can move right into Biden's seat and get him Article 25th Amendment out of there.
I mean, wouldn't it still follow Kamala Harris and the 25th Harris? Amendment out, even if he's the Speaker of the House?
You know, when she came up with that 25th Amendment, Nancy Pelosi pushed that, many people thought it was for Trump. They really believed that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. I believe that she had intentions of you know, using that as a tool to get Biden out when necessary. But your whole thing holds water as well. Harris will lose her tiebreaker in the Senate, so who knows. But if you have the time, read some of the blog that McInerney contributes to, and it's what I'm hoping will happen.
Well, I mean, we got so many. You're talking about this general McInerney. Okay, he's a pretty good guy, but whoever the next president is, and I would take either your nephew, Ron DeSantis, or President Trump. I would take either one of those guys as the next president. Whoever that is, they got to go into the Pentagon with somebody with a legal pad, and he's got to knock on every door going, and, you know, he did this on The Apprentice. He's got to look at everybody and go, "You're fired," walk on down the next door.
That's right.
He's got to start all over fresh.
Those generals running the armed forces now are all handpicked by Obama. So that's why you've got, you know, it's all going to turd. It's terrible what's going on. I mean, look at most recently that lieutenant colonel who stood up and just asked for some explanation of how we cut our ties and ran out of Afghanistan as soon as possible, left everything there. And one more question. We've got eyes in the sky. I mean, we've got satellites up there. If you look up in the sky, they could positively identify your face.
Right.
So, P.S., we know where every valuable piece of equipment is. Why then haven't we drone those things out of existence? It makes no sense that we just give it to them on a platter like that. They're going to sell it all to the Chinese and Iran. They'll be reverse engineering everything that's important in those aircraft, etc. Why haven't we bombed the shit out of, excuse me, why haven't we bombed the turd out of them?
Well,
we know where everything is. What does it take? Is it better to hit an automobile and kill 11 people, mostly children? I just don't understand it. Why, you know, why we had to cut and run like that?
Well, as far as the Marine Lieutenant Colonel, if he's going to talk that way, he really needs to resign first and then talk about it. That all of those military officers, the UCMJ covers them speaking against the civilian chain of command, and they know it. Even though Mad Dog Mattis doesn't know it, and McChrystal doesn't know it, and all those other guys that don't know it, they know it. And As far as what we left, I don't know. I think some of those guys now, a lot of these Blackhawk crews are talking about, if they don't know how to pull the maintenance on those things, they're not going to be up in the air very long if they can fly them at all. Which apparently some have been flown.
Some have been flown. You saw somebody hanging from underneath the hanging by a rope from underneath the craft.
Yeah. So, in any event, it's a messed up time. It's something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. That was of all the military things that I've seen happen. Although I'm not surprised, because in the last quarter of last year, they did a war game. The American military did a war game. Now, this is one of Mark Milley's deputies tried to put out a report on this, and it got buried by the media. But they did a war game where part of the scenario was trying to defend Taiwan. And the American forces got wiped off the map because they've been watching us for 20 years in Afghanistan, studying the way we commit warfare. And they know how to deal with us now. The Pentagon's focus is on the exact wrong thing that it should be, and all this other stuff. Anyway.
They've had their spies in here getting, you know, information for decades.
Decades. Or we've been selling it to them, one or the other. But listen, we're going to have to do this again soon, simply because of this radio mess up that we had with everything. So I'll be in touch with you soon, young man, and we will redo this another time.
Whenever you're ready.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining me tonight.
You stay well.
I'll do my very level best. Coming up next, it's going to be from Ammoland.com. We're going to speak with Dean Weingarten. Never a dull moment. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights, from big dots to three dots. XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.